Okay, what kind of, this is the kind of wire fence that you might have now around the pasture?
Woolen fence, woolen wire fence.
Okay, what about one that'll snag your clothes?
Barbed wire.
Okay. And suppose you were going to put up one of these barbed wire fences, you'd have to dig holes for the...
For the post. Dig holes for the post.
Okay, what, how would you go about this in putting up this fence? You dig a hole and then you put the...
You see where I do it, I just put in my corner post. Dig a deep hole, put a corner post in.
Uh-huh.
And you have to put braces next to your corner post to pull your wire.
Uh-huh.
And you just dig your line of post.
Yeah.
And then you tie one end of your wire to the corner post. And put some kind of wire stretches on it down here further down below and pull it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, if you didn't have your braces on your corner post, you just pull it right on out. Put your braces good and tamp the dirt around it good.
Mm-hmm.
And just tighten your wire just like you want.
I see. It sounds like you've been...
No, I think
so. You've done some of that work before. What about a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock? Do you ever see any of these?
Oh, a rock fence?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You don't see many now. You see some of the old ones.
Yeah. Okay,
Well, most of the old rock fences are made of slave labor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Some of them still standing.
I didn't know they had slaves in this part.
Oh, yes. But most of these old rock fences are gone, but occasionally you can find one still standing. They tell me most of them have had to be redone. I mean, that's so long, you know. But some of them, I understand, still standing.
Yeah. Okay, say, if you wanted to make a hen start laying, you'd put in a...
A hen house. If I wanted to start the land.
Yeah. What would you put in a nest to food?
Oh, I'd take straw and build a nest.
And then what would you put in a nest?
Oh, put me a... Horse egg. What do you call it? I don't know. I'm not much of a chicken man.
Okay.
You
put another egg.
Yeah. A doorknob will do that.
Okay. Say if you had a really nice set of dishes, they'd probably be made out of...
China.
Okay. Did you ever hear... What if you had an egg made out of this? What would you call that?
That'd be a nest egg, wouldn't it?
Okay, but made out of this material. This China.
This China egg, I reckon. I don't know.
You never heard about that?
No.
Okay. What would you use to carry water in?
Water bucket.
Okay. What would you milk into?
Milk bucket.
Okay. Do you ever use the word pail?
Yeah, pail.
Is that any different from a bucket?
Same thing. Milk bucket, milk pail.
Okay.
A pail.
And what would you use to carry food to the hogs in?
Basket. Feed basket. Or a salt bucket.
Okay.
Only one of our feet.
Okay, and let's see, what would you use to fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Okay, what about something that has little legs on it?
Kettle. You mean like the old wife's kettle?
Okay, but what about something that you could set in front of the fireplace?
Oh, a Dutch oven.
Dutch oven?
Yeah. I remember when Mom used to cold, bad days, but cook biscuit in a Dutch oven in front of a fireplace. The best thing you ever eat in your life.
Okay, say if you want to grow some flowers, plant some flowers to grow in the house, you'd put them in a...
Pot.
Okay. Would you call it, what kind of pot? Would you?
Flower pot.
Okay. Suppose you cut them and you put them in a... Went outside and catch you some flowers, then you